Wednesday, eating the scroll. In Revelation chapter 10, we read in verse 8, "The voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book, which is open in the hand of the angel, which stands upon the sea and upon the earth." And then he acts according to this order. And he hears, when you eat it, it will be sweet in your mouth, but afterwards in your stomach, you have problems. It will be bitter. And really, he eats it, tastes delicious. And in the end, problems in the stomach. And the symbolic description shows the events of the Great Advent Movement up to 1844. People were excited. He will come again. All the pain, all the sufferings, gone. The Lord is going to deliver us from all the difficulties of this planet. We will live in his dwellings. We will travel through the universe. And then, on the 23rd of October, 1844, the sweetness changed into bitterness. Great disappointment. He hadn't come. It was bitter. A bitter experience, of course. Such a high expectation. And then, nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. But this disappointment produced a result. They thought it over and over again. The time sequence, they checked, it was okay. What was the event being foretold? The earth will be sanctified? No. The sanctuary will be sanctified. They thought the sanctuary is the earth. And then they discovered the sanctuary is not the earth, it's in heaven. And even Moses saw it. And because he saw it there, he knew how to build it on earth. The camping temple in the desert. So this event, the great disappointment, led to the discovery of the heavenly sanctuary. And in chapter 11, it just goes on, verse 1 and 2, "There was given me a reed, like unto a rod. And the third angel, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread under foot 40 and 2 months. 40 and 2 months is the same as 1,260 days, or 3.5 years. People are measured before the coming of the Lord. When you want to learn a profession, there's a time of education. And in the end, you're a candidate and you are examined. Because you have made an education. You have visited seminars. You heard teachers telling you this and that. And then you are prepared for the last examination. And then you are tested if you remember what you have heard. And so it is with those who who have their names listed in the Book of Life. When you are there, because you have come to Jesus, you are tested if he remains there, if you remain there. Now, as a candidate, you have the chance. If you are not a candidate, you are not even tested because you have no chance at all. So to be measured in the pre-judgment before Christ's return is a blessing. If you are not measured, you have no chance at all. Being measured is a chance to pass the final test, the final exam, and then you are through. And then you are in heaven. What is important to pass the exam? Love, faith. Love and faith will develop in you according to the amount of time you're together with your Lord Jesus. It would be good for us to save 1 hour daily to be together with him, reading about his life. And the book of Ellen G. White, The Desire of Ages, is an excellent help for that.